everyone. It's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, this week, I want you to really think about something. I want you to think about buyers and their thought process. And I know this is crazy, and maybe I should put my Captain Obvious cape on for this, but sometimes they could be a little skeptical of us sales folk, maybe even a little cautious. Who knows? They might even doubt the things that we're saying to them. I know. Imagine a world like that. Well, this week, I have a few tips for you. So I want you to think about your messaging. And when I say your messaging, I mean everything from the cold calls that you're making and what you're saying, your emails, what are you saying in those emails, your presentations, your quote-unquote elevator speeches, things that you say to people when you're out networking and you're talking about the things that you do and all that. But now, what I want you to do is think of the following things that add credibility to the words that you're using. So the first thing that you always want to do, and you don't have to do every one of these in one sitting, but just one of the things you want to consider is using examples. Don't just talk about something. Give a good old-fashioned for example, and give them an example. How about the use of statistics, stories, case studies to bring alive the things that you're talking about? How about testimonials? Are you using testimonials? How about references? Facts are pretty cool, right? Just the facts. Demonstrations, samples, screenshots, analogies can be pretty awesome too, especially if you're explaining a concept or perhaps a product that you need people to really grasp something about it that might be maybe on the complex side or something that people don't readily get, quote unquote. So those are some things that I want you to consider doing. Don't just say things. Prove them. Add some credibility to your words. Understand that people are always like really on that fence of indifference, and it could show its ugly face in so many different ways. Everything from objections to hesitation to people flat out telling you no. People going MIA on you. You ever have that happen? Nobody ever does that to us salespeople, right? But these are some things that you can do proactively to kind of give them a gentle nudge over to your side of the fence. So I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and we offer sales tips, we offer courses, we offer one-on-one coaching to help you sell more. Hey, and speaking of which, just want to let you guys know about something. We just announced the dates for our next How to Sell More Effectively online program, which is going to be May 6th. But here's the thing that I really want you to take advantage of. Between now and April 2nd, there is a really cool $100 discount, an early bird discount, if you enroll before April 2nd. Oh, and by the way, if you're one of my customers, sorry if you're not one of my customers, but, you know, I don't hide this fact. You guys actually save about $150. So here's what I want you to do. If you're a customer of mine, I want you to email me directly, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. And my definition of customer is, I mean, you bought something from me at one point. I don't care if it was a $20 product. You're saving $150. That's how it works. Now, if you're not a customer of mine, well, I want you to go by yoursalesplaybook.com/sellmore. Sign up. Everybody wins. You're going to save $100. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.